Hello, Big L listeners. Kenny Everett here. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the messages from the other DJs saying how terribly sorry they are that Big L is coming off the air and what a crime it is. Well, I'm probably Big L's strongest admirer because I was there right from, about a month before it started broadcasting and was there up until about 6 months ago. So I've seen Big L go through all its various stages and phases and everything, and I know almost everybody that works there today. And there's not very many weeks go by that a couple of the people who work there now don't come around for tea, and we have long chats about the boat because it's a fantastically interesting topic. It really is. Big L has occupied my every waking moment since I left it. I don't know whether I'm sorry I left because, you know, you've got to move around, etc. But there's not a day goes by that I don't drag out the photographs of Big L and look over them, and all the memories come flooding back. It's lovely. All the people that work there are really gassy people. They're too much. I've never met a livelier bunch of more dedicated people in my life than the people who work in the office and on the boat too. There's a tremendous spirit. Big L will always be remembered as the fantastic radio station it is today because it's being chopped off at its prime, and anything that happens like that usually is remembered for years and years and years. I think that if people do their bit and keep on remembering Big L and keep pestering for commercial radio to come back, and the same people who are in it now will take over again, and we'll get Big L once again, only this time on land, so it'll be clearer, it'll be better in every way. So let's keep thinking about Big L and all the tremendous people you've heard on the air, like Kenny Everett and Dave Cash. I'd like to say thanks to Dave Cash too, because the Kenny Cash program was really a gas to do. Also Alan Keane, who's been a lovely program director and supplied us with some really superb records. And that's about it, really. It's just been a gas, and I won't forget it. I hope you won't too.